choose an envelope.
If you like a lot of questions in your envelope, choose the other one.
This is the technical difficulties, and we are playing One of These People is Lying, because one of these people will be open your randomly selected envelope.
Oh, God. Oh, oh, I can smell the truth in this one.
Two of these envelopes contain cards with a fact and all the information needed to back it up. One of these envelopes contains a lie and then an entirely blank card. Whoever has that envelope will have to answer my questions.
Will have to answer to me.
Yes.
Good Lord.
We should do this in a courtroom. Wait, no, that would cost us money.
That would cost so much. Matt, what is your fact, please?
The local newspaper for the city of Lynn, Missouri, is called the Unterrified Democrat.
Wow. Unterrified.
Oh, wait. I can see the thread there.
Ooh.
That's really,
glad someone can.
Really interesting.
All right. Gary, what is your fact?
In 1911, the world's busiest railway station was Blackpool.
I'm glad you've got the railway fact. That's good. Also, that feels
plausible.
Right.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Wakes Week specials,
that's what,
and
I'm thinking.
All that jazz.
All right. Yeah. Chris, what is your fact?
Nobody knows why blueberries are blue.
Oh.
We've got three cracking facts in this one, haven't we?
And like, one terrifying lie.
Oh, yeah. We've got two cracking facts. Oh, yeah. And one very good bit of writing from our question producer.
The thing is, I immediately have hypothetical questions about both of yours.
Yeah. Ah. Unfortunately, we're going to you first.
Well, then.
Sucks to be you, Matthew.
Let me stare at this blank card and come up with some ideas.
There's bluffing going on. There's bluffing.
I remember in the meeting you specifically asked for no metagaming when we lasted two episodes.
Not unlike our season one. I knew it was going to start coming in.
I even went away and decided to not be a dick.
Thank you. It's appreciated.
Next season, you
Matt, the Unterrified Democrat.
Originally,
yeah,
that was actually the nickname of a politician.
Ah.
Okay.
This is Confederate era.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, because Democrat, of course, used to be sort of the opposite side. They were pro-slavery and all that. And I'm thinking Missouri and that far back. I was expecting it to be a grander statement about the sort of people living in Missouri at the time the paper was founded, but it's just one guy.
That does sound like the sort of weird local paper names that Americans often have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all those papers are now gone because it's the 21st century, but the local papers always used to have like frequently the Republican or the Democrat or the unterrified, like the adjectival noun, where noun is nothing to do with printing or press, is fairly common.
Quite like the idea of there being the rival one of the terrified Democrat.
The terrified Republican.
The terrified Republican. Everything's going wrong. It's really bad.
That's every social media feed in this.
Yes, that's a good point.
Satire. It's not even satire. It's just reportage.
Wonder if I can get Ground News to sponsor this one.
He got the nickname because he actually didn't support the Confederacy and opposed something in the Parliament or whatever, the House of Lords, let's call it, because I don't know how that works.
Not in America.
Not in America. Yet.
Ha!
Yeah.
So how does it go from the name of a person to the name of a newspaper?
Because you used to go around the town yelling the news at people, whether they wanted it or not.
Yes.
F*** off.
Also, yes, he started a newspaper, and that's what it got called.
Oh, yeah. I quite liked him just going, whenever you pass him in the street, did you know? Yeah, headlines in your face. Yeah.
And what you've done there is get that confused with current Republicans.
Yeah! Satire.
So, wait, he started the newspaper and basically gave it his own nickname.
As I understand it, but...
Wow.
That's like us having a Liberal Democrat-run newspaper that's called Paddy Pants Down, isn't it?
I mean, it's almost like a Hearst publication.
Oh.
Sorry, facts spoil fun.
But it did happen to also, you know, being owned by Democrats, support Democratic candidates for a long time. It's now owned by a Republican.
Yes, as are pretty much all the surviving
That's how an oligarchy works.
Yes, yes.
Whew. Yeah, that was a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts spoil fun.
That's the strap line for the Unterrified Democrat.
Facts spoil fundamentalism.
Thank you,
Radio 4, you've got my number.
Yeah. Brannan.
Ah.
Your fact then was in 1911 the busiest railway station in the world was in Blackpool.
Yes. Yes, yes. I think that's the kicker, isn't it? Because of the world, not the just world. Even Britain.
Was it busiest or biggest or
busiest? You already alluded to it that it's due to the holiday and people getting there by train and not by any other form of transport. So yeah, the busiest station in the world in 1911 is Blackpool.
I feel like I've heard that Blackpool was the world's busiest holiday destination. Mm.
Yeah, holiday destination, certainly, because it was Wakes Weeks, right?
Wakes Weeks.
That's where factories an entire town's factories would close for that week or 2 weeks while they did maintenance in the factory or the mill or whatever, and everyone would just go on holiday in that week. So you'd have Burnley Week, or you'd have, you know, Glasgow Week or whatever, and everyone would just pile in week after week after week, and so therefore...
That's why Scarborough and Blackpool and things like that have got these platforms at railway stations that are vastly, you know, the size of a London mainline station, because they pull 16 carriages of people paying shillings a time. And
that is why Scarborough has the longest station bench in the world.
Oh, the one along the wall.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
That is the longest bench.
Yes. I'm glad Gary got the railway question.
Mm. I know, I was a bloody lucky one there, isn't it, when you think about it?
It's not going to have the longest bench in the world for too long, though, because I think Saudi Arabia are building a train line specifically just to have a longer bench.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
In that sun? Sure.
There are going to be some hungry men.
Yeah, 650 trains a day and 14 platforms.
14?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to get 650 trains in. And it's terminus as well, to say. So they're all coming in and out.
The mental arithmetic.
And also, Blackpool is going to be the destination for all of the Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there's Morecambe as well, but it's mostly going to be
Blackpool.
Cemetery lights. They don't bury you in Morecambe. They prop you up in the bus shelters to make it look fully manned.
Because Yorkshire would have had Scarborough and Bridlington and probably a couple other places.
Just Whitby. Scarborough. Well, if you're middle class, you might have had... No, well,
Whitby was
industrial, wasn't it? Scarborough was the holiday place.
Yeah. Yes, and the South's going to have all of the Southern coasts.
Manchester, Brighton, Liverpool.
Hove, whatever, yeah.
But the whole of the industrial Northwest is going to be going to Blackpool. I know the Wakes Week stuff, that all the towns coordinated when their week was.
Yeah.
So they didn't accidentally send too many town loads of people to Blackpool at the same time.
Yeah.
And the trains do that now. Like when they're doing the works on the trains, they try not to do the West Coast Main Line at the same time as the East Coast Main Line, except for Easter, obviously, when they just break everything.
Yeah. And obviously for impressiveness's scale,
this
is when you're thinking about places in India, London, Termini.
Yeah, this is one thing. Like, is that busier than London, Delhi?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I suppose somewhere like Delhi, you're looking at how far behind the infrastructure was in development.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be completely wrong.
Yeah. I was thinking of India as
New York City?
Public transport in America?
That sounds like communism.
They just built it all.
That's true.
They 1911, just though. Down,
didn't they? Yeah.
Like every train would have been full.
Chris, blueberries.
Nobody knows why blueberries are, excuse me for a second, blue.
Blue in quotes.
Blue in quotes, yeah. So, a blueberry, arguably not blue.
Yeah. Sort of purplish, right?
Sort of purplish. Mm. And so how did it end up with the name blueberry? And nobody knows. Ooh. Normally, you'd look into etymology, you'd go blue, and you would see bleu from La Francais. Blueberries didn't exist at the time. That was shipping into the language. They've come over from the US. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows where blue comes from in blueberries.
Because you'd call them purpleberry.
You'd call them purpleberry.
Or
something really weird.
Yes.
Yeah, or something... Well, it looks like it is something
crab
really weird.
What was that?
Crab grape.
Yeah.
You've got a crab apple.
Yes. Yes, you have.
And they're not
lobster grapefruit.
They're not even blue.
It's got two extra little grapefruits on the ends.
My brain appears to be stuck in the 2000s because that feels like it'd be a rather good dot com.
Yeah.
Lobster grapefruit.
Oh, I got it to the tune of Rock the Casbah. So.
Oh, lobster grapefruit. Lobster grapefruit.
Sharif isn't sure what to do about this.
Sharif is worried about the cosmic horrors that have been unleashed by modern technology.
Sharif's quite nervous.
Where does it fit into Sharia law? I tried to get there, but I couldn't find the words.
That's okay. I hadn't connected those two words in my head anyway.
Yeah, I said blueberries. Quite honestly, quite annoys me. Pisses me off about the blueberry. It's not even blue inside.
No, yeah, no, it goes less blue greeny as you eat through.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, red, that's green, a really good marketing purpley slogan for them, though. Blueberries, less blue as you eat through.
That sounds more like a Xanax advert.
Yeah. Ooh. That's what annoys me. They are the biggest bloody imposters in the fruit world, other than the grapefruit, which is not a grape, but
a fruit,
isn't it?
Fruits taste nice.
Oh, well, that's fair. Yeah. You're right, though. Like, no, grapefruit. Seriously, they're grapefruit. You're right, because grapefruits are a weird fruit, aren't they? Like, no one's quite sure.
How are they? Are they another?
No one's quite sure how the grapefruit came to be. There's not a... They don't, like, grow...
All right, fairy tale.
Writer. I was just thinking it's an ace of
no one knows how the grapefruit came to be.
But you're driving at... There's something like a lemon, where they shouldn't exist. They're half an orange, half a lime.
Yeah.
And a grapefruit. I didn't know that.
Now, grapefruit, it's like an orange and a lemon. It's like an orange and lemon combined or whatever. There's melons, right? And there's oranges.
Sorry, your hand actually.
There are melons.
But no one's quite sure where grapefruits came across. They're not a natural hybrid, is what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah.
There's no point of there, like with bananas, where there's little bananas that they can trace it back to.
Sorry, little bananas. I don't know. That's just got me.
Little bananas.
Little bananas.
There are little bananas that have got big seeds in, and over time they've been bred to have
bananas.
And be bananas.
Is there any theories on the blueberry thing, Chris?
Basically, proper names, but not, you know, proper names of locations, maybe a proper name of a discoverer, but nobody has any, unlike, you know, most etymological things where you can look back, nobody's got a hard line on this, apparently.
And blue's a weird colour etymologically as well, because, like, I think in Japanese, the green light on the traffic lights, they call blue.
Oh
right.
And, like, the sea used to be red.
Wine dark is the red.
Wine dark
blue
sea.
Blue is one of the colours that was named later than the other colours.
Right. Colour words in language evolve over time. You generally start with dark and light. Then you end up with dark, light, and red, I think. And then steadily more and more colours.
So how did we end up at blueberry when they're patently more red?
And the answer is we don't know.
And we don't know.
Right. Are there any other blue fruits?
I find coconuts a bit depressing.
But yeah, no, because in America you have blue raspberry, don't you, as a flavour?
Yes.
There's no such thing, because...
It's just colour dye.
But it's the red dye. You couldn't use it in America, so they did it blue. There's no such thing as a blue raspberry. But they couldn't use the red...
Couldn't, like, get cochineal or something.
Or the synthetic one, whatever. It was one of those that was weirdly...
You're saying America's not putting a chemical in its food?
Unbelievable,
just putting
a
different chemical in it.
Unbelievable, I know.
I'm sorry, it's not carcinogenic enough. It's made from real beetles.
That's why...
Oh, no, my legs. I hope they're not dying anything large, Ringo.
This is the first time in this series where I've gone,
I don't have
a clue. Like, even listening to the facts at the start, I think we all went, those are all pretty good. I would say that it would be Matt, because there were just so many details in there, but I also know your US history. Like, you could absolutely...
I wouldn't say I'm good at US history, but I know more than average, I think, for a Brit.
Yeah. So, I'm like, for some folks, like, you're reading off the card, the Stewie... But no, I think you'd know the Confederacy and the dates around there. Brannan, it's a railway one. Like, that's...
We all had our own theories.
Yeah. You've kind of been screwed over by the fact it's a railway one, because all of us have gone, well, yes, I know exactly how I would defend that fact.
And we can't tell right now because of beaching, so the size of the station right now...
Yes. Yeah.
Did it make it easier for me to bullshit around?
That's the question. And nobody knows why blueberries are blue. Yeah, that seems reasonable. I'm going to say Gary. And I think that's because...
It's your default position.
Yes. When in doubt, cross it out.
Yeah. That's, I think it's because you got unlucky with a railway fact for someone who's that. I think I think you defended that with stuff off the card. I think you defended that with stuff off the card. I think it's Gary.
Yeah, in fairness, for the world, it is quite unlikely, isn't it? Unlucky!
Oh! Anything else on the card we missed?
Oh, well, quite a bit, actually. Yeah, so at its peak, it saw 650 trains come and go every day and had 14 platforms, but was closed following the Beeching Report in 1964. The original site is now a pirate-themed casino.
Somewhere's got to be, I suppose.
Yeah. That's the thing. I was trying to think, does Blackpool even have a station
it's
these
got
days?
It's got two, I think. Blackpool
it's like
North.
Blackpool North or something. Yeah. It's not like in Blackpool, is it?
Yeah, Blackpool still does have a smaller railway station, only six platforms, and now it's the 280th busiest in the UK.
Right.
How the mighty have fallen there.
Yes.
Well, that means it's up to you. Which of these is the lie? Is it the unterrified Democrat? Or is it that nobody knows why blueberries are blue?
Both of us are blue.
I am going to go
actually,
with...
no, back then, the Democrats would have been red, actually. They weren't colours until the 2000s.
Until the year 2000. Yeah. There was not blue states and red states.
I'm going to go with the fact that with blueberries, they are annoyingly sort of blue-hued when they have that thing growing around it, you know, I forget the word for it, when, you know, like grapes, when they look dusty.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I can see how someone would say that is blue. So I'm going to say...
It's not so easy when the boot's on the other foot,
Am I picking the lie or the truth?
You're picking the lie.
I think that's the lie, because people would say it's blue.
Go!
Also, if I get another bloody one-liner, I am just going to pass it round the table.
Yeah, there would be something like, I can see why someone would go, it is a... Yeah. And also, bilberries are quite close to blueberries, aren't they? So, there's roots to it. I mean,
they're called blueberries because they're blue.
I needed an angle in under 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you did a good one. Yeah.
I'm taking the meaningless, invisible, unmentioned point.